Hello there, friends and family, and welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Punch Squad podcast.
All right, Jake, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to invoke...
Shut up. What the fuck are you doing right now?
I'm invoking my right to a Timmy takeover of the intro.
He's got a gun!
Oh my god, Jake, get down.
I have a gun, too.
What you don't know is I have magic armor.
God damn it, he invoked the ancient rite.
All right, so before we started recording...
20 seconds, go.
John had the audacity to talk about him bringing an untested chili recipe to a D&D 5e game that is going to be like an in-person game. You know, real cute. They're able to, you know, be in person. Some people are far away. That's awesome. And John's like, yeah, I'm just taking this totally untested chili recipe. And I'm like, are you mad, bro? Why would you do that? And then I was like getting ready for the pod. And I was like, Beryl, you gotta hear this. John's bringing an untested chili recipe. No, I didn't say that. What I said was, let me ask you a culinary question. Would you, if I came to you and said...
It's a very different question.
Yeah. I said, if I came to you and said, do you want to bring an untested chili recipe and feed, like, for like 3 pounds of ground beef and feed a ton of people with it, what would you say to that? And Ariel just looked at me and said, that's what we did for our daughter's birthday party. And I went...
gosh.
So this is just... I want to formally apologize to you, John, for... even thinking about bringing an untested chili recipe, you have my full blessing. And may the beans be heart healthy and flatulent inducing. And may the spice be just enough.
I wasn't offended. It's perfectly good viewpoint. It's just, I taste things when I cook them, and if it's bad, I won't take it. I'll show up with a pizza.
Like a normal human.
You have to imagine John tasting, because this is terrible. Everyone has to try this.
Yeah, everybody.
Everyone needs to bear witness to this abomination I concocted in my kitchen.
Hey, sometimes roll 91 and the party has to deal with it.
So now this does bring up a question. Like, have you guys ever would you ever ruin a recipe or something like that?
Oh yeah,
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 oh
yeah. Mm-hmm. I love cooking, and they can't all be out of the park slam grand slams. Oh, yeah. There's a dud every once in a while.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Me and Mary tried to make pretzels once, and it was just a fucking disaster.
Oh, pretzels are a little bit weird. Difficult about that.
Never tried to make a pretzel before. What's the deal with them? What's the sauce?
You kind of have to boil them to get what? Like you mm-hmm. boil them before you bake them to get the crust, like a bagel. The problem is you will never get the pretzelness you would from a traditional pretzel, because you know how they get the traditional pretzel crust, Tim?
I have no idea.
They boil it in cyanide.
That can't be true.
It's something. It is a poisonous concoction they put pretzels in, and it gives them an insane crust.
I cannot believe. You Google this, Jake. Come on.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
This is MythBusters.
So I googled, do you use cyanide to make pretzels? And AI overview says, no, pretzels are not made with cyanide.
Yeah, that's the AI. Thanks.
Well, again, it might not be cyanide. Oh, but it
lye.
Is a
lye, also lye. Known as sodium lye. Hydroxide, is a strong alkali that is handled with caution because it can be corrosive and burn the skin. Okay.
Oh.
So they do use.
Yeah.
An
so
acid.
I was way off with that, but it is a very harmful process.
I was like, I don't know anything about science. Maybe when cyanide interacts with pretzel, become not bad.
But the amount that they boil it in is toxic.
Huh.
Weird.
That's very interesting.
Huh.
So you're never going to get a traditional pretzel kind of feel. I don't know how they do it, like, modernly, because there's no way they're in factories boiling pretzels in lye.
Yeah, really.
Health inspector comes up. Don't lie to me. What's in those vats?
Well, you already know.
Yeah. I better see poison in those vats.
I really want a pretzel now.
Kelly's like,
cyanide.
Let me poisonous pretzel. It reminds me, I was somebody posted a video of throwing like a giant chunk of sodium just like in a lake, And, you know, mm-hmm. pure sodium, when it interacts with water, just explodes.
Yeah, so, by the way, viewers, don't do that.
Yeah, it was just exploding all over the place. It would explode and fly in the air and then bounce off the water again. And then I was, like, telling Hannah, I'm like, yeah, pure sodium just explodes. She's like, salt? I was like, no.
No, not the same.
No, in fact, salt is made of two things that are horribly poisonous to you, but if you combine them, it's delicious.
Yeah. Just like Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah.
Probably, but combine them.
We want to combine them.
I don't know if we didn't ruin this recipe, but I was thinking about ruining a food like that. But when Hannah and I were trying to make sushi, like the very first time, we didn't have. You have to like wash the rice a few times to get it like super sticky. Yeah. And like, we like did not do that, so it was not sticky at all. We even had like the sushi tube that you put all the stuff in, and you know, and it didn't stick well together. So we pretty much just had poke bowls. So
that's still tasted, delicious.
Still delicious. Oh. It was still really good, but it was a mess, and it was not sushi. It was there was like rice everywhere, and like you know, like crab sticks. It was just a mess, but it was delicious though.
I remember a long time ago, and this is like the most embarrassing story I have from cooking, because I knew this was wrong.
Like, okay.
And I wasn't that young either. I think I was like 19 or 20, and like I'm a Boy Scout, so I know how to cook. I way over salted like some mac and cheese, like to the point that it was disgusting. And so I tried to cancel it out with sugar. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I just like
I hate to be that guy, but even though you were a Boy Scout, I don't think you knew how to cook at that point.
John, I swear I can't. I don't. I put it in the taste, and I was like, "What? This is not working."
I learned in chemistry class that sugar counteracts salt.
That was my brain logic. I don't know why I did that.
I mean, at least you tried something.
Yeah, but I certainly ruined something.
The idea of sweet mac and cheese hurts my soul.
So, oh my god, sweet mac and
not
cheese.
Just sweet,
not only sweet, but salty.
Way too salty.
Way too salty. Sweet. And sweet.
Oh my god, that's not really funny. Good.
I did Google it, and apparently you can use acids like lemon juice or vinegar, or add dairy products.
Yeah,
I've
learned that. I mean, I knew that at the time, but when I oversalt things, I know how to deal with it now. It's not sugar.
Do you, Kelly? Do
it's
you?
Not.
Acids and dairy. Yes.
Like, flash forward to tomorrow, Kelly's cooking using dumping sugar.
He's like, he just grabs the first thing he can find. He's like, no, wait, not again.
I put so much red wine vinegar on his kimchi. Why is it spicy?
Maybe I'll add brown sugar.
There you go.
It's the secret. It's already tight.
Wait, how many people ate it? Was it just you, or was it like...
The worst part is I think I was cooking it for Rebecca, who was getting home from work. I think this was when I was still living when we were living at your parents' house, Tim. And so I think I gave it to her. Like, I hadn't tried it yet. And she took a bite.
Oh, no.
She was like, what did you do to this? I was like, I put sugar in it because I put too much salt. And she was like, what the fuck?
She was like, this hurts my tongue.
So she came home from Kentmore after being super tired, super hungry, and I handed her sugary mac and cheese.
I'm pretty sure Mary would beat me with a bat if I did something like that.
Oh, God.
It was so bad.
Oh, God.
Tim, you were probably there, so you didn't stop me.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Yeah,
too.
I really like shifting the blame to Tim. That's
I'm
funny.
Gonna blame Tim.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, I have no defense because I very much was probably there. Like, yeah, that seems like a good idea. Like, no memory, but definitely was there.
Oh god.
My brain just blocks out trauma, I suppose.
The salty and sweet trauma. Oh my god. Mark, you're a good cook, so I imagine you never ruined one.
No, I ruin desserts pretty quickly.
Not a baker?
No, I am kind of terrible at baking things like that. It's, for me, like, I think it was, like, the actually not too long ago, I was just trying to make some sort of dessert because I was like, oh, okay, I got these cherries, you know, like, just trying to make cherry pie because I had, like, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, trying to follow the recipe. I'm like, okay, got this going. I felt like I followed everything kind of to the point. I mean, but the thing is with baking, it feels like you have to be perfectly exact with every single thing or else it just collapses. So when I cook, and you know, I do a little bit, you know, dabbling, just be like, just a little pinch of this, you know, that, boom, makes it amazing.
I'm the exact same way. I like to think I'm a decent cook. I'm a terrible baker, and my wife will tell you 100 times over.
Hey, that cooking and baking are not the same thing.
I was gonna say they're totally different, and I'm terrified to bake. I will make a delicious dish, but no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can wing it with cooking, and that's what I prefer. But with baking, I hate following step by step directions to like a T. It's just
I'm too much of a free spirit, dude.
I'm too much of a free spirit, okay? Yeah. I just can't fucking do it.
Yeah, I think that the first tip off is when you bit into that cherry pie and you crunched a lot, probably should have followed the deep-pitting instruction for the cherries, am I right?
No, the cherries were already deep-pitted, so don't worry about that. It was just that it just, I don't know, it just didn't taste right, and I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm throwing this out. Whole thing is gone.
Oh man! Well, hopefully this episode will come out ripe. Will come out cooked to perfection. But that's up to you guys. That's up to you guys, honestly. So
we're fucked.
So last episode, the Viscount Ambrose, he was invisible and he ran as far as he could to the other side in order to get some distance between him and these carnivorous crystals. Mark, I think that you failed one of the...
I did.
Okay, so you did. So that's as far as you were able to go with two actions then?
It was failed and then two actions ran.
Okay, so. Got it. So, now, obviously, he's invisible, so none of you guys see this. You don't even know where he went. You just know that a slime tried to attack something. If you're smart, you would know that it had some kind of motion sense in... could go after Mark's character anyway. But after the Viscount's turn, it comes to the crystal's turns. So the two crystals that are directly next to Garn. The first one is the one on the north. So now this one was just split recently because Garn cracked this thing with a massive critical hit.
Yeah.
So they're both kind of low on HP, actually. But the fact is
that
they
got full attack bonus.
They both full attack bonuses and all that kind of stuff. So here's what's going to happen: is that the first one is going to try and use something called Engulf on you. So it's going to just like open up again, like a big tsunami wave, and come crashing at you. So please make me a reflex save.
This thing's probably like Majin Buu trying to absorb him.
Good call. You saw him wearing my Dragon Ball Z shirt.
So Garn is a little frozen in terror.
Uh-huh.
He has faced many a humanoid combatant, but ne'er an ooze one. But he is going to try to tap into that inner strength and think back to a time when perhaps he was fighting some giant demon who was trying to grab hold of him. So he's going to spend a hero point.
Okay.
Because that was a nat one.
Ooh.
And let's try to get something other than that. I think I probably still failed or critically failed because that is only a 24.
Okay, so there's just a fail. So you take some slashing damage. So you only take 8 slashing damage, okay, as you get engulfed by this thing.
Yeah.
However... A creature that fails the save is pulled into the monster's body. You are grabbed and slowed one, and you have to hold your breath or start suffocating. So let's talk about what you can do, because I think your turn... Oh, no, your turn's in a little bit. But I'll tell you what you can do. So you can try to escape. You can try... So the escape action is obviously, like, using your unarmed attack modifier or acrobatics or athletics to get out, or you can try to rupture it with bludgeoning only. So you do have the equipment to try to get out of it, so it doesn't seem that bad. As this thing is poking into you, you can feel these needles stabbing you and, like, holding you in place, okay? I need you to make a fortitude save.
Oh, dear. That's cracked die.
Okay.
Thankfully, was not on two great numbers.
Do dwarves get bonuses to fortitude saves against rocks? All racist. The years in the mines.
I am a rock dwarf. Oh, I was like, wait, plus two fortitude save? But that's against Shrubber Trips. All right. So that is a 30.
30. Okay. That is a success. You felt this thing start to harden against your own skin. So it seemed like it was trying to crystallize you. But you managed to shove your elbows back and forth and keep it from engulfing you like that.
So you just hear from the mouth of this ooze thing. You can't crystallize me. I'm already half rock.
I'm already rock hard.
Fucking psycho dwarf down here.
Rock dwarf.
So the other one, I don't think it can engulf you as well, so I think it's just going to get three attacks on you with a pseudopod.
Oh, no, wait, how? I'm inside, right?
I think it can engulf him. It would just require, it would require Garn to escape from both of them.
What?
That is true.
All right, we need to figure out, can this thing even attack me?
I don't think there's rules against being grabbed by multiple creatures.
Oh my gosh.
If you think about it, that's a great strategy if you have numbers on somebody, is to everybody grab them.
Keep grabbing.
Yeah, just keep grabbing, yeah.
I could be wrong.
So...
As I am.
So if monster strides up to double its speed, it can move through spaces. Any creature of the monster size or smaller whose space the monster moves through can attempt a reflex save to get out of it. We know that. Creature succeeds at save, it can either move to the side or pushed in front of the monster at the end of the monster's movement. The monster can attempt to engulf. The monster can attempt to engulf the same creature only once in a single use of engulf. Okay. The monster can contain as many creatures as can fit in its space. So here's the thing, though, is that they're both medium oozes, and I don't know if they have anything along the lines of, being in this... So it can have the creature it's engulfed in the same space, but I don't think that it would be able to occupy the same space with itself.
It is in his space, then.
Garn is in its space, technically. I'm just keeping them separate because it's easier for Tim to move Garn. But
okay, I got confused there because I saw him to the side. But I agree. So, it probably can't be in the same square.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying that I think it's just going to try to attack.
I don't know if you can target an engulfed creature.
What does it say that you are? It just says that you were grabbed.
Okay, I thought engulfed means you're in, no, a creature that fails, it's pulled into the monster's body. I'm inside.
No, you're inside the monster's
body.
So I
don't think they have line of sight anymore to attack me.
They don't need line of sight to attack you,
To target.
Well, no, to target you, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see the, okay. All right, I mean, Kezra is right up there.
No!
So, maybe it'll just do that.
Target an engulfed creature.
Oh, okay. All right, so what it's going to do, Kel, is it's going to move here. So it's going to take, it's going to move 10 feet to the north, and then it's going to use its engulf ability, and then move up to double its speed to try to swallow you. So go ahead and make me that reflex save, my friend.
I don't like this. But I like a natty 19 for
40,
all right.
Or 39.
Okay. Because you succeeded, you could either move off to the side or you can move with it, and you're just on, like, on the at the end of its movement. So if you want to move up one or if you want to move to the side, up to you.
I want to... Fuck. I want to move to the side.
Okay, so then it would end here.
Okay.
So it came up and tried to swallow you, and you just sidestepped.
Okay.
Okay.
You went, no, no, no.
Don't like this thing.
Alright, well, it's your turn. So you can do something about it, but please make me four will saves against this subsonic hum that you now hear.
Okay. I'm already stunned from last round, so if I fail this, I will be stunned too.
You can't go beyond stunned one.
No, but
I
owe you a stun. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't do the rules right, so I would take all the action damage here. All right, we'll save one. This is not cool. That was good. 33.
Success.
20.
That's a fail. So that is a stun one. In which case, you can just... You don't have to roll anymore.
Nailed the next two.
Oh, there we go. alright. So you're a little stunned.
Yeah, so I'm going to take both the stunned actions. So Kezra's just, like, holding his head. He's like, ah! This is ringing out in his ears. The only thing I can do is... I'm going to move... So yeah, that is my turn. That's all my actions.
Okay. Garn, it's your turn. You are technically suffocating.
Yeah. So last session, I too also failed a save, and I should have been stunned last turn. However, I have a once a day ability called Bend Time, because I just make time traveling characters. So I am going to just retcon and say that I used the Bend Time ability last session, so I don't have it for the rest of the day.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
It kind of nullifies that. And now I'm going to make my saves for the subsonic hum. Do I do four? Am I in range of all four?
You are within range of all four. It is very, very wide.
All right, 34.
34. Success.
This one, 31.
Success.
And another 31.
Okay. You are safe. Yeah, it's not a terrible DC. It's just a terrible result if you fail.
Right.
There's also fucking four of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I am slowed because I'm engulfed.
Correct.
The creature is off guard to me, so it is easier to hit, which is good.
Yep.
I have 9 rounds of air. Yep. I have 9 rounds of air because I got a high con. And I am going to swing my bludgeoning weapon. And I'm going to go for the rupture.
All right.
Missed the dice trick.
Rupture
of the rock. Oh, nat 20, let's go!
Oh my god, alright, well.
So there's gonna be two more?
You erupt out of this
one
more,
I guess.
I was gonna say, you're definitely gonna rupture this thing, but let's see what the crit is.
You get a crit card. If you're fighting an ooze, it doesn't split.
If you're fighting an ooze, it just goes away.
He's called Stay Together.
Okay, this is a weird one. I'll let Jake make the call. 2-for-1. Deal normal damage to one target adjacent the original target. So, can he hit both? Can he hit it and then hit the one that it splits with?
Let me see.
So double damage to the target, and then, but you don't get double damage. And then normal damage to an adjacent target.
So, okay, here's the thing. You go ahead and do. go ahead and do the damage because there is a condition for it to split.
Right.
So do. I don't think that it's. So wait, it's normal damage and but it goes to an adjacent target.
No, it's double damage to the initial target, and then normal damage to an adjacent target.
Oh well, there's no adjacent target when he hits it. So
yeah, right.
But
he could be swinging through.
true, but it's not a
or it's a Legend of Zelda kind of spin technique thing.
Right,
the spin thing. Yeah, no, I'm feeling with John. What John's putting down. Yeah.
If you made like
I
that,
I solve
you...
problems.
all right, so go ahead and do all your massive damage, and we'll see if this thing is even there.
28 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. All right. 28 points of bludgeoning damage, and then it splits.
Do I rupture it or not?
Let me check.
Because there's like a rupture.
You do rupture it. So you are.
Yes.
Okay. I just need to adjust their HP since they split.
Just making more of them.
Five will saves now.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of confused when you were so happy when you crit. I was like, that's not good.
I was hoping for like a really cool card that was just like, if this is a bludgeoning Morningstar, you decapitate the. I don't know. Yeah,
you can decapitate news.
Decapitate
news.
I spill out.
Yep.
I still have one more action. It's split, so it's probably pretty low in HP.
They sure are. They look like they're wavering.
I'm going to try to hit it again, because why the heck not?
I mean, you're looking at these things, and all that Five Kings Mountain lore that you had, you're like, I think these crystals are about to break.
I'm about to break!
The battle's at hand! They look strong, but they are weak. And I got a 23.
23 is a hit, my friends.
I was hoping, because that was a 5 of the die.
All right, are you going for northy or southy?
I'm going for southy, and southy is max damage for 21 points.
All right.
Nice.
Still up.
No.
Pretty tasty
I know, right? You're supposed to say, and it dies.
Let me check the math. No, it's still up.
Well, I'm looking at the script, and
I don't think anybody ran the script by me once.
So because I was slow and I lost my last action, so that is my turn.
Okay. Two Carnivus Crystalli on top of Benson. The first one, which is the Easterly, it is going to try and engulf you. Surprise.
Wow. How so, original.
First one, it goes to swallow you or try to engulf you, make me the reflex save.
Good do it. Good do it.
29.
Success.
Cool.
So it was moving to this square here, so if you want to just step to the side, or if you want to end here, like at the end of its movement, you know what I mean?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. Alright, so tell me where you're moving, and then I will. It was trying to go here. So if you just want to step to the side or whatever, that's totally fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, and then it'll slide its pseudopod around and try to hit Kezra, because you're the only one within reach.
Wow.
Damn it, I missed.
At least I'm near my best friend Benson. That's what I had
to do. Oh, yeah.
Someone needs to get near him.
Yes.
Alright. Yep. Pseudopod out for 35 to hit.
Yep.
Okay.
But I get...
Retributive strike.
I get some damage reduction, I get an AOO.
Yep. Alright, so this is going to be 21 points of piercing damage.
No, none of that.
Question,
goes
pants.
Through.
Question. Point of order.
What?
What traits are on Engulf?
Which traits are on Engulf?
Yeah, I was wondering that too, if I should have gotten an AOO.
It doesn't have any traits under
attack, in the description, it says you move. It moves.
Yeah, so the monster strides up to double it, so I guess it has a stride.
Okay, attack of opportunity. My own attack of opportunity.
Ah, and then okay. I'll
get
all right,
wait, does that mean I can get my attack of opportunity for when it tried to engulf me earlier?
And do I get an attack of opportunity?
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
The reason, it strode up to you. It's striding past me. That's why I get
yeah, that makes sense.
You don't get an
AOO
unless you have a reach weapon if an enemy approaches you, but this one's moving past me because it went through
the air. I get that, but I want one.
I know. So I think so, Kesra, you would get one when it tried to swallow engulf Benson.
Exactly.
So yeah.
I get a AOO, and then I'll get Benson's AOO for free.
Oh my gosh!
All right, I don't have any buffs on right now for this. 29 to hit.
To hit
buffs.
All right, that is. Damage. That's
okay.
Slashing.
Oh, isn't it like slashing? Yeah.
Not much of that went through.
Not much of that.
All right.
Six of it was fire, though.
Slashing, six fire.
Ten slashing, six fire.
Doesn't have anything to do with fire or anything like that. So fire seems to work normally. But the slashing, however, it seems to be less effective.
Okay. So that was my AOO, and then I'll get my AOO for Retributive Strike.
Yep.
That'll be... Here's the hit. 28?
Yeah, still hit.
And that's with the minus 5?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, well, pretty decent.
Sure.
All right, and that will be... 2 fire. The slashing doesn't matter.
Okay. Alrighty. And like I said, it was the 21 points of piercing damage.
And I reduce that by how much?
It's my paladin level, correct?
Plus 2. So it should be 14.
Yes, 14.
Okay.
For some reason in my head, I was thinking it was the same thing as Lay on Hands. No.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No, it's not.
No damage.
Subtract 24 from that.
Alright, so after that one, it is going to be the one on the south of Benson and Kesra now. So this one is going to try to engulf you as well, Benson.
God damn it.
Make me a little reflex. Look, they're just a little hungry.
Flat 30. I'm doing all right.
Alright. It was trying to move here. So you can step off to the side or you can be at the end of its movement.
I'm going to move this way.
Okay.
That way, if my thing actually... Thank you.
There you all go. Right.
Moves.
Okay. So you kind of moved with it a little bit, stepping off to the side, so then it's just going to get one attack on you then. With the pseudopodness. 35 hits.
No. Well, wait, no, that is.
That does, okay.
That exactly hits.
Okay. 26 points of piercing.
Okay, 24 points of piercing. Or no, it's just for slashing. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yep. Alright. After that, come see you, Benson.
Alright. Well, I am going to try to get my health correct here. Swing for the fences at the one that is right in front of me. I'm going to try to kill this thing so it can't get flanking on Kesra. I don't know why I dismissed my character sheet right there. That was a dumb move.
I don't need this.
Benson swings on vibes.
35.
That 35. That would be a crit.
Fuck.
So go ahead and roll crit damage, buddy.
Yay! I did good.
Oh, sorry. First, make me the four.
Oh yes.
Wait, how many? Yeah, you're within. Yeah, you're within the four of. Oh, wait, no, five of them. Sorry, God. One, two, three. Yeah, four, five. So five. Subsonic hum. Five will saves.
I'm doing really good. Fourth one was a will save, 29.
Success, so you're fine.
It's really hard for me to fail this.
Yeah, I crushed
the fifth one.
Okay, so you do crit a still.
32 points of bludgeoning damage.
32. All that goes through, and then blah, 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 blah. It splits.
There's so many of them.
I'll say it splits here, actually. Yeah, why not?
I will then use my second attack on the same one.
Okay.
Split it again. No, did you split it again?
I might split it.
Oh, no.
Why am I so good at rolling?
his greatest blessing is also his greatest curse.
Tim, 17 and 16.
33.
Yep, that's great.
Oh,
fuck!
God.
All right, let me get this other one in here really, really quick. So this
maybe
is...
Maybe you'll kill it. Maybe it has like such little health. That it just dies.
I was gonna
whenever
say, yeah,
Jake says something as little health, it has at least 50 health left.
That's true. We've done this before.
That's not possibly true. That can't be true.
We've done this before. Is Jake going, it's wavering.
It's wavering. I do like max damage for my weapon.
It's still up.
That was 58 points of damage. Wow, he's still up.
I think you guys are heroes, but maybe you're not. So,
oh, dang, wow, Jake throwing it back today. Jake's like, I'm tired.
That was only 24 points of damage from that crit. So not a great crit.
Which one were you going against here?
Same one I was attacking before.
The one directly to the west of you.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing: you crit that one, but it does not split.
Ooh. Thank God. Okay.
So you hit this one, and you can see it's like barely holding itself together. It looks like the, you ever see like the slime in the jars and stuff like that. It looks like it's trying to like roil over and like build itself back together with that crit, but it's not able to split now.
Okay. Final action. See if I hit it. Definitely not with a four on the die.
Wait, how much?
Yeah, what's the total?
I mean, total is only 16.
Oh, is the one you're flanking with? Again.
Yeah, nope.
Oh, flanking.
Even with flanking, unfortunately,
yeah.
Not.
Jake almost sounded offended. He's like, oh, wow. No, that doesn't
wow. I could go that low.
On my third attack, I get a plus 12. Fucking, come on.
Yeah, no, plus 12, I mean, that makes sense.
All right. Someone who's a 12 in my book, Viscount Ambrose.
Hey!
Can we save us, Viscount?
Okay. With what? Because I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will saves.
Actually, you only have to do. You only have to do
4.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Holy shit!
Only 5.
28. First one.
Success.
Okay. Come on. Come on. Roll, motherfucker. that has to be a fail. Oh, no, an R28. Holy shit.
Hey.
Okay, all right.
Same roll, so.
Oh.
Dice roller, man. 15 on die for 34.
Yep, success.
And here's the last. Oh, shit, 33.
Okay, you're fine.
Fuck. Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome right. Rolls.
Huge.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Use chain lightning to blast them all.
Oh, I am not a blaster, sir. But I can do this. I mean, technically, it's not an offensive spell. So all you see is... let me see here.
Hey, you're still invisible, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So you don't see what the hell I'm doing. I'm trying to draw something, Jake, between Garn and all the slimes on this side.
Oh.
You see what this?
Yeah. So you want me to draw a line right there?
Yeah, just draw a dividing line. between
Got
those.
It.
Right. Because he, you will see, Kezra might know this spell as a
Do
wall
it.
Of force.
Fuck
oh
yes.
my god!
Just blocks a wall of force. I just don't know how.
They're trapped on the other side. There.
Oh yep. That was so clutch, dude.
That's fucking awesome. Okay, so right now they're in a 5-foot wide hallway with wall of force just wow.
Yeah, just keeping separating them, back. Them. I mean, and they probably won't attack it. I don't know, to be honest. Even if they do, it. What are they gonna do to it?
Right.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Arnis 30. So
that is one of my favorite spells ever.
Yeah. So all you. So his turn just goes, and you just hear.
Question: does Wall of Force? This is a really good question. Does Wall of Force block sound?
I don't
wall
believe
has,
it does.
Wall has AC 10 harness and immune to crits.
The
wall
blocks
physical effects from passing through. Because it's made of force, it blocks incorporeal and ethereal creatures as well. Teleportation effects can pass as visual. Wall of force is immune to effects of rank or level. It doesn't say, so probably.
Okay.
But at this point, Garn isn't going to be attacked by three.
Yeah.
Of them.
Yeah. So I was going to see if the subsonic hum would stop. That doesn't stop. But. It does also doesn't stop me from giving you a hero point because that was
fucking beautiful,
awesome,
beautiful spell.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you could argue sound is a physical thing.
It's a sound wave.
Yeah, I know that, and it's also it says auditory, aura, and mental. So that's why I was looking to see, and it's also called subsonic hum. So I don't know if it like goes to the ground or something like that. Like it doesn't have those kind of details. So we'll when it I don't know well, it's the thing that I'm seeing here is that like if it blocks sound I would absolutely say that like yeah like right. you don't hear anything from them anymore but okay all right was that two actions for you
that was all three actually
that was all
yeah.
three
that,
yeah,
that's
okay.
why I was
yeah,
like
yeah it's a big
oh
ass spell
it's a big pumpkin spell so yeah all you probably hear is just like. Summon, it would be something more eloquent. Just says, to me, and then just like, whoop. Yeah, just a whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's awesome that you made your will saves.
Yes,
yes.
No, dude, like my will saves, I will send this because I was just like, holy shit.
The thing that I'm trying to figure out with them is that like, they would still. They would still be able to sense Garn. So I'll say this. They try to engulf Garn, but I don't think that they would be able to do it because they just can't get through it. So they'll try to make... So the first two of them will try to engulf, fail, and then will just lash out at the wall. Or at Garn, quote, but because
right.
they can't hit. Okay. So it's one attack from the other two, and then the other one just like slides up trying to get at Garn but can't get to him. So I'll do two attacks from the two carnivorous crystals that are directly in front of him, but I don't even think they'll be able to do much here.
Hardness 30.
Hardness 30. So that is a 26 to hit. I don't even know if that has any bearing here.
I don't know.
Me and the crits.
So 18 points of piercing. So
nothing
boom.
Goes through.
Yep. And then next one is. A 36 to hit.
I mean, it all of it hits.
Okay, so
AC is 10. So.
Oh right, okay. And then 20 points of damage. So nothing. Nothing gets through on that.
Hardness
then,
30, 60 hit points. So
yeah.
Wow.
So these three things just come at you, Garn, but they can't. They try to bang on the wall after trying to engulf you, and just can't do anything about it.
Yeah, we can take care of them at a time. Let's take care of three here.
Okay.
Fucking masterfully done.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Kezra, it is your turn. Need you to make all the will saves first. Just add some tension here. You are surrounded by two oozes.
Yeah. 25.
It's a fail.
Okay, well, it's done.
It doesn't matter.
Stun one.
Boy, well, it does change my strategy, you doing that. I don't think I have to be as, desperate for spell usage. Let me go with... Alright, Kezra is going to pull out an oldie but goodie. He's going to do a 4th level blazing dive and land right here. So I'm going to land 10 feet away from me and erupt in bludgeoning and fire damage on all these things.
Which seem to work. Yeah.
So they need to roll reflex saves.
Let me tell you what they're really good at.
Probably not reflex.
No, they're really good at fortitude. Can I do that?
No.
Okay.
You know how many times I've asked you that question, Jake? Benson's really good at fortitude.
It's a good joke. That's why I stole it. So going left to right here. First one got a 13.
Critical fail.
Yep. Second one. This is the one that's like barely hanging on, so I doubt even a regular success. If that was even possible... 17 total.
Critical fail.
Okay, so that one's just dead. It had 5 hit points left. And the last one, 17 as well, which is another crit.
Yep.
So roll critical damage, and like I said, this one is dead. So I will.
Do I need to make a reflex save?
I don't think so. You're 15 feet away. Yeah, you're 15 feet away.
Yep.
All right.
So you're good.
All right. So crit damage for the two that are still up.
Okay. So it's fire and bludgeoning. So I don't know if that if you want them separate.
No. Don't give them to me separate. No resistances.
Okay, so
or
critical damage is 36 for all of them.
Okay. So the one just to the south of Benson also dies.
Nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
Because that one only had 29 hit points left, and this one, you said 36?
Yeah.
Okay. So it cracks and gets lit on fire, and you hear like the gas of the in the slime whistle as it comes out of it. Just whee!
Boil.
Yeah. All right. So two of them down. There's one left fighting the two of you. After that, it is Garn's turn.
Alrighty. I only see one combat. I was seeing if I had anything, but I really don't have anything. It's a wall force, so I'm gonna roll my will saves. So pass the first.
Yep.
Failed.
So you need to roll four of them.
Failed. I got nat one.
Okay.
So that means I have two actions. Let me see if I have the. Can I go the distance?
It's going the distance. It's going for speed.
We all started saying
that. All alone.
I can't make it. So instead, I think I'm just going to spend my action that I... Well, I have two actions. So I guess one action to shift my my Divine Spark into my weapon, as I have been wont to do. And I have one action left. I haven't even taken that much damage. Everything is too many actions.
Believe me, I know. Gotta give yourself a ranged option.
Yeah.
Throw your thing. Throw your weapon.
Throw it.
Just throw your mace.
Wait, what's the... Maybe I should... Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Let's probably take a negative four, maybe, or something.
Minus two for every range increment, so... it's probably a range increment.
Two, four, six,
of,
so minus what, six.
Five? Yeah, so minus
six. All right, throw in the mace. So minus six.
Minus six.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Oh, and a lot. Minus two for being improvised, so minus eight.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
That's an at 20.
Oh my god.
But you could hit it.
Oh my god, that's so fucking stupid.
Why the fuck not?
It's so dumb.
Minus eight, and you were like that 20.
You can't write this shit.
So stupid.
You, like,
Oh, this game is amazing.
Oh, man.
Okay, this will be good for us. Okay. Backbreaker. You broke its little crystal backs. Until healed, the target is clumsy 2 and enfeebled 2.
Nice.
Which should hurt grappling abilities. Or it'll hurt the hurt the DC.
And it's AC. So...
Yeah. Oh yeah, that
its AC was way too high.
All right. You see, you said clumsy two.
And enfeebled two.
Oh, and enfeebled two. Okay.
Yeah, enfeebled two should hurt.
Should take 4 sheets to the wind.
Or I would maybe no. Maybe it'll help.
Okay. You hit this thing and the mace plops off and it lands directly in the square next to the big blue crystal.
Nice.
What's the damage?
Okay. I'm trying to remember if it's immune to spirit damage or not. Because I know it says constructs and objects are not immune to my spirit damage, but I don't know if it's...
So it is... it doesn't say that it's immune to spirit or holy or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay,
like,
cool.
No synonym of that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been shortchanging myself some damage, so I got that properly calculated in Path Builder now. So I'm just going to do even more damage than I was doing before, because I get extra spirit damage just because I'm, you know, touched by the gods. Mm-hmm. So, in that case, that's going to be 40 points of damage.
Oh, okay. So it takes... Alright, so it takes 40. And then...
This is how Grim showed up use this weapon! Yeah!
Because you just see the mace go flying by. He's like, what the fuck?
And it does split, but boy, these things have almost no HP left.
So at least like 70 HP.
I need to take the clumsy off of the new one. Okay.
Amazing.
All right. Let me add this one in here. Goodness, this initiative tracker has been all over the place for me.
Yeah. I was about to say, this initiative tracker.
It's
like,
fucked. Oh. It's totally fucked.
So funny. And what's really funny is that Foundry has this thing where, like, if you have an encounter, if you put all the combatants into an encounter, it'll actually, like, generate the threat. But because I have so many carnivorous crystals in here, and it doesn't know that they're split, it doesn't know anything like that, and so it's just like, extreme! It's just like, they're gonna fucking die!
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the clumsy and enfeebled version of the or split of the carnivorous crystal, it is going to slide and try to engulf Benson. So it's going to slide up and try to land here, Benson. So please make me a reflex save.
Easy.
Should be much easier considering the fact that its DC is lowered now. It's the DC on, or maybe it didn't update it, but
another 29.
Okay, so even at max power, that was a success. So move yourself however you want. You can either step off to the side or
I'm at to step there.
Okay, so you take a 5-foot step away from it, and it will doesn't have reach on that pseudopod, so it'll just take a 5-foot step back to get within range of you. And then the carnivorous crystal that split off from it is going to try to engulf Kezzer.
So, I'm guessing if I evade this thing, could I get my AO off if it doesn't hit me? Because then it would have to stride past me, technically.
Let me look at the goal here.
I might be able to get off.
Yeah, so it says...
Do you have reactive strike?
Oh, no.
No, but...
I have reactive strike.
Let's see where it says... creature unable to act critically fails. If a creature succeeds to save, it can choose to be pushed aside out of the monster's path or pushed in front of the monster to end the monster's movement. It doesn't look like it says it takes up a reaction like
cool.
that.
So if,
so
I
guess
if I make
so,
this,
yeah.
I'm taking my reactive strike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, die. All right, that should do.
Oh, wait, did you make your will saves?
It's not my turn.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't make my will saves, but I took my turn already. that'll be...
Good, you passed the test.
28 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
All right, let's get this fire damage in here. All right, 3 fire damage.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't make the save, right? I didn't roll the save. I just rolled to attack. Oh, yeah, 28.
Roll the save. Oh, right. Okay, so, all right. So it was moving here, so you can either step off to the side or go with it.
I will stay close to Benson.
Okay. And then it will lash out at you with the pseudopod after missing its engulf. 43 to hit.
That's a crit. 43? Okay. Yikes.
43.
Damn. Retributive strike.
So, there's going to be 54 points of piercing damage.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Clubs you over the head.
Is it 54?
Yeah, take...
Dang, is it 40?
Hey.
14 off that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
Yep.
I'm going to get...
Take your attack.
My attack.
Yep.
Natural 2. So that hurt like fuck.
Yeah. Well, it fucking did.
Well, what is it then with a natural 2?
With a minus 5.
Just for the hell.
Or minus 4.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, with the minus 5. It kind of takes the wind out of it, but
yeah, so
it's free. Okay. After that one, top of round 4. Can you believe it? Only round 4 here.
Mm.
Sir Benson.
Okay. How's Kezra looking?
Make me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will saves.
Kezra's fine. You've seen him take worse.
Fuck. Natural 20. Success.
Cool.
Success. Success. Yeah, crushed all of those.
Man, we're a very successful group, I can tell.
Just me and Tim that keep failing.
Champion of Iomidae, yeah.
Okay. Kezra's looking all right. I'm going to use my first swing against the ooze that is to the north.
Yep, a little clumsy, a little feeble, man.
The clumsy ooze.
Definitely going to hit. With an 11 on the die.
Uh-huh.
Plus 22, so it's a hit.
All right, that's definitely a crit, but it definitely isn't going to split, so just deal some damage and most likely kill this thing.
That is going to be... ...18 points of bludgeoning damage.
It is dead.
Cool. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank God. Okay. Now, here's the question I want to ask you guys. Do you think there's any value in Benson, he's got the adamantine hammer, attacking one of these crystal structures?
Not until the combat's over.
All right.
Yeah. There's no point to attack him right now.
Then Benson will move to... I don't even know if I want to flank. Well, you know what?
This thing's almost dead, too.
Yeah. Another swing. Natural 18.
All right.
Definitely a crit.
Yep, definitely a crit. So roll crit damage, and if it's... I think your minimum would do it anyway, so...
Yeah. 12.
Dead.
18, yeah. 18. It's dead.
Okay. So the last ones on this side of the force wall are down. I don't want to call it here because I forget how long force wall lasts. Mark, how long is that going to last?
As long as I want it to.
Okay.
No, it lasts up to 1 minute total. So.
Okay.
You know.
So, what are you guys gonna do for? Like, Hunt's cat is howling right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Raffy, shut up!
No, guys, that's the carnivorous crystal.
All right, so you guys have a minute of this forest wall up. What do you guys want to do? It's up to you. You know that these things shouldn't have much left. You can see that some of them are wavering. But there's three on the side, a net right next to Garn. What do you guys want to do?
I'd probably go pick up my weapon.
All right. You go pick up your weapon. So it fell directly into that, like, blue crystal patch that's right there.
Before he makes any action, can Kendra just roll a knowledge on these things as an action?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And I guess if that's happening, Ambrose will move closer to Benson. Oh god, I'm moving everyone again.
So go ahead and roll, it'll be religion.
Religion for these things?
Yeah.
Oh, so weird.
Yeah, it's religion. So I had said that the Benson was able to sort of sense he could sense this like this like dark energy, this like hunger that was like coming from these crystal patches. So I don't know if I told you guys what it was. I don't think I did.
No, you just said it was like necrotic stuff. But knowing that, Kezra is just going to telekinetic hand the mace. And give it to Garn.
Okay.
Because this clearly looks dangerous.
So Benson, I just rolled a religion check.
Okay.
That was a 38.
Wow.
Okay. So you've heard of these things called life leech crystal patches. So somewhere through your training or some book or something like that, some tale that you read about, you know that these things are these necromantic energies suffusing the crystals. So these sharp, bloodthirsty crystals make walking through them extremely dangerous. It's almost like that when you walk through, they slice up your legs and your limbs, and they seem to drink the blood that comes out.
Oh.
Would I think that attacking them with my hammer would do anything?
Yeah. You think that you might be able to do it? I'll say this: that they aren't actively moving, so it doesn't seem to be an issue. But you also know that you were barely able to crack the other ones in the last room, so hitting crystals seems kind of difficult, even with like a bludgeoning weapon and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, an adamantine, the thing that's supposed to be good at this shit.
Yeah, turns out it sucks.
All right. I'm going to.
Let me say this: the life leech crystal patches. You guys just are aware you should avoid them. I'm really just looking for like how you guys are going to take care of the crystals, the carnivorous crystals behind the wall now.
Yeah, because they'll unleash.
Does anybody need health?
Doesn't like Kezra have like telekinetic, like mage hand or something to get this to scoot my weapon out?
I already did that.
Pick it up or something. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. I think I missed that.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody need health?
Yeah, Kazur could use a heal.
All right. Okay. Lay on hands.
All right. You lay on hands.
How much is that?
And then so Benson is going to square up with Garn.
Yeah, we could all square up.
How much healing is lay on hands at this level?
24?
It's got to be.
No, it's that. It was 36.
Say 36 then.
Yeah. All right. In which case, so Garn and Benson are going to square up right in front of him. Kezra and Ambrose.
Kezra, please get. Yes. That's exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay. I go to the. All right. So the far end of the chamber to line these things up.
Yep.
At the
other end, of far away from the crystals, but man. That's a step away from a sick line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he could still hit a lightning bolt.
Oh, true.
Like, yeah. Right there.
As soon as I unleash it, but yeah. So Ambrose,
we can prepare it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So
that's brilliant.
All right. So Ambrose, he's going to reappear because there's no sense of being invisible. I hope this was the right move. Now, gents,
Let me know when you're all ready, and I'll take this. Wait, actually, can I take this down?
It might just.
Yeah, I mean, even if you can, after a minute.
No, there's no way this isn't a like concentration spell.
So. No. I thought there was like one of them that it was just like you can dismiss walls, but I probably was thinking first edition.
Maybe, yeah. So
spell save. Okay. You can dismiss them.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Of course. Well, all right. I suppose we just wait, and he will get like right here. I mean, he'll prep a spell as well to use. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but basically telekinetic projectile for the top one.
Okay. All right, so let's say that the wall is about to drop. You guys can all take your reactions or your readied actions in turn here.
Okay, so readied action, are you talking like mechanical? So it'd be a one-action thing that we spent two actions to prepare?
Or
no, you guys had a full minute.
We know
so,
when the
wall's
dropping, so we just go for it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So not mechanically ready. Yeah. All right. So who wants to go first then?
I guess in order, Benson or.
I'll go. So swinging for the fences from one directly in front of me.
Okay.
Just 34.
That is, that'd be a crit.
Kind of split, but doesn't have space.
It's got a little bit of space, but I'll tell you right now, it'll not be able to split after taking this damage.
20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright, so it takes the 20 in total, and it does not split.
Nice.
Second swing on it. 27.
Still a hit.
All right. 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
It's dead.
Excellent. All right. Just for the fuck of it, I'm going to swing at the one in front of Garn.
Okay.
Natural one.
Oh!
Has to happen eventually.
It's actually pretty impressive.
Even against oozes. Yeah.
all right, let's go. Eat dirt. You fall prone and are blinded until the end of your next turn.
Oh my God. To the end of your next turn.
Oh jeez.
Okay. Something tells me these things aren't going to be alive till then, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, probably not. Alright, so
Benson swings too hard after he hit the second one and just loses his footing.
Mm-hmm. Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Part of slime, like on the ground.
Yeah. Just swoop. Viscount Embrus.
Okay, he's going to throw the projectile. It is just a hunk of rock, like, bludgeoning. Okay. That would be a attack roll.
Yep.
Oh my. Oh shit. 37 to hit.
That's a crit.
Yeah, of course it is. But 7d6 damage, so... 48 points of damage, that's doubled. Ooh. That was 24, and then 48. So.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so 48, so it is going to split.
Ah.
So let me do the math here for their new HPs. Okay. And then... you still have one action on your turn.
Shield.
Okay. Let me add this other one to the initiative tracker.
Oh, you haven't had them do their will saves.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I didn't make any will saves.
Whoops. Oh.
Sounds maybe that one, that one didn't happen.
maybe.
So make me three will saves. We'll see if you guys
fail
do
it.
That.
Fail it, John. Fail one.
Last one was a 6.
Oh, for a total.
22.
Okay, so that is a fail, so you don't get that crit off then.
Not blinded, not prone.
Yeah, no fumble. Alright, Ambrose, what'd you get on your 3?
A 30, a 35, and a 30.
Oh, look at you. Okay. Then, all right, let me make sure everybody's in initiative. Okay, everybody's in initiative. You have one more action.
Yeah, I just throw up a shield.
Oh, shield, right. Okay. All right, Carnivorous Crystal. This is the one all the way at the bottom who has barely, has less HP somehow than the other.
Wait, I thought we were going to get to go first.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought you had ready actions or something.
All right, I was just going in order there. all right. So going in order, it would be Kesra. All right,
Will saves.
Burn him up.
The second one, of course I did. So Kesra just holds his and he just gouts out lightning. Dragon breath, right? Do some reflex saves.
Okay. Going left to right and top to bottom. Reflex save for the first one is an 18.
Critical fail.
Darn it. I was like, that was a good roll. how about
critical
a 19?
Fail.
Damn it.
No cardboard box under these guys.
The last one, 14.
I don't think I can hit the one next to Benson.
Nah, I don't think you can.
I don't think I can hit all three of them because if they're like an L shape.
Gotcha.
If okay. I can, no, it's not going to maneuver around that,
no.
that edge. So just the two in the back.
Okay.
They're going to take a lot of damage, though.
Still, both likely probably dead.
Yeah.
If I do a ray, yeah, it literally goes around that one. So.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, these are both definitely dead. I can't even imagine your minimum damage.
93 damage.
So what's the... it's fucking...
Dang.
The one had 24. I mean...
Awesome.
Okay. So those two are dead. Let me make sure that I picked the right ones. That one and that one. All right. Then it comes to Garn.
All right. So I only have one will save to make.
Yep.
And I made it. Excellent.
Good. So that would be really embarrassing if you didn't.
I know. So then I can take my step, and because the eminence is still in my icon from when I chucked it across the room, Rules Bros, I'm pretty sure it stays in there. I'm going to use my Fracture Mountains. So I just have to hit, and then, then I can out of the box, then I can fracture the mountain.
You can fracture the mountain.
Okay, 34 to hit.
Crit.
Oh, yeah, I don't even think my minimum.
You got it.
Yeah. So 13, 16, 19, plus 8, 27, plus 5, 32, plus 2, 34. So 68 points of damage.
That is fucking absurd. Hit him with the wombo combo.
Dead.
Yeah.
All right. The hum finally stops.
Oh, thank God.
Goodness.
I felt
an aberrant
sound. Battle combat. Go on my head.
Oh, goodness, it feels like I just drank a bunch of Tal'Dorei ale.
I literally failed every single round.
You're telling me I've had enough of that stuff. Ever since that one bender 30 years ago, it's only dwarven whiskey for me.
Benson is going to run towards the center of this area because he doesn't know what's down these three hallways.
Oh,
yeah.
So let me go back and read the room here. So crystalline walls of the 60-foot-wide cavern arch up 30 feet to a glittering roof. The ceiling walls and even the floor of this cave sparkle with crystals of various sizes, shapes, and colors, and glowing whirls of energy periodically dart from one crystal to another. The stone arch of the jewel gate looms along the one wall of the cavern, framed by a starburst of crystals, while three tube-like exits, circular in cross-section, exit the cavern from the wall opposite. So there are three hallways going east.
Benson just runs to the center of the room. Fucking brilliant, everyone. Ambrose, great, great job, but we don't know what's ahead. Do not get lax.
No, of course not. Not quite fond of being underground this... Well, pretty crystals and all. I'd rather not be engulfed by them. Let's see, from our positions, there's three hallways. One looks like it dead ends. That one from our vantage, looks like it loops.
Now that the humming has stopped, do we hear anything else coming from this cave?
You do hear that sort of, you do hear this very eerie noise coming from this life leech crystals.
Oh.
But they can't do anything, so you just kind of stay away from it. It's like that, you know how, like, in horror movies they play a tone?
Mm-hmm. It's like
they play, like, a tone?
Yeah, it's kind of like a, not a warble, but oh god, what the hell is that called? It's like when the string is just being stretched and like
there's like a subconscious tone that they play in some horror. Yeah, yeah, it's just like this like sound. Very very low noise that just makes you eerie. It just makes you very very uncomfortable. But you know that these things are it, so you feel confident. Just stay away from them and you're fine.
Just stay away.
How's everybody feeling health wise?
I'm fine.
I'm ready to keep pushing. Is anyone hurt?
All good.
I'm good.
I seem to be
yes.
fine.
Benson, I will follow your lead. You seem to have your wits about you for this kind of thing. I am not much of an explorer. I'm more used to the open field of battle.
You know, I feel the same way, but I have found an unbelievable, intoxicating love for this shit. And he's going to start going down the center.
Right. Benson's a good, I think, good spirit.
What was that?
Benson's in good spirits.
Oh, he's got a childhood friend with him, Ambrose, reconnecting, yeah. You know, like, that's pretty sick.
He got laid recently.
Yeah, true.
That's true. Very, very true. with a pip and a step, he... just walking down the center hallway. So you go down the center hallway, and when you get about 20 feet into that one, you can see that there's a hallway that goes north that connects it to the northern hallway.
Okay.
So it's sort of like an intersecting hallway to connect the two.
Yep.
If it intersects, maybe we should just take a peek, see up here. You know, maybe dead explorers and all
Kezra
that.
Kezra is always... magic. Detect magic.
You are detecting magic.
To the north?
So, in the room that you guys are just in.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. Somewhere special?
Yes, somewhere special. So you detect magic and you feel that necromantic energy that emanates off of a lot of stuff, but you feel something that feels like holy.
Ooh.
Sort of inverse to a lot of the stuff. And you follow it, and you find that it leads to a staff.
What?
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh.
It appears to be buried under some crystals that you sort of,
damn.
Like, you, so, like, look through, and you can see, like, the very end, the very bottom of the staff.
Okay, Kezra.
So Ambrose and Kezra are going to have to fight to the death?
Yeah, right.
I mean...
Depends on what type of
Kezra
staff it is.
Reaches in. Pulls this thing out of this rubble. Gives it an okay. inspection.
What is it?
Okay. So this this is a really nice looking staff. It appears to have a pair of bronze serpents coiled around it.
Ooh.
So go ahead and roll me. Let's see. This would be. I would say. Arcane or divine.
So religion. I can roll on religion.
Yeah, I can do.
All right, Kez.
30.
Yeah, Kezra gets a 30. Or 27. 35 Arcana.
Nice.
Okay. There's something really interesting here is that this was clearly written in with one name when they changed it later because this is the first AP.
Mm-hmm.
So this was called a Staff of Marvelous Medicine.
Oh, that's cute.
But it appears that they clearly changed it to just a staff of healing.
Mm, okay.
Oh, that's boring.
I wonder why they didn't, like,
what,
change
what
it
level?
Back.
Yeah.
Like with the remaster? Let me see. It doesn't
what
say...
Level
see,
is it?
The,
what level
that's
is
the
it?
Thing, is that it... It doesn't say in the book. That's why I'm saying that this is how old this thing was written.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
Jake,
doesn't
what
even,
is it?
Oh, my God.
Let's just assume it's the highest level.
Yeah.
Level 16, sure. So here's the thing, is that there's a Staff of Healing 4, which is definitely just Stabilize and Heal.
Right.
There's Staff of Healing Greater, which is a level 8 item, which is Clear Mind, Heal, Sound Body, Cleanse Affliction, and Heal, of 2nd and 3rd level. And then there's the Staff of Healing Major, which is item level 12. Cleanse Affliction, Clear Mind, Sound Body, Breath of Life.
Breath of Life is so good.
Can anyone use it? Does it matter right now?
I can't use it.
It's
okay.
This thing's all divine magic.
Yeah, I actually have no idea if I can use it.
No, you can't. You have to be a caster.
Hold up a second. I'm
finding on Reddit that it's supposed to be the tool, not a staff. It's supposed to be the tool called Marvelous. There's this tool called Marvelous Medicines.
Oh, that's really funny because I found on Reddit that somebody was like, yeah, it looks like they changed the name to something else. So
It's
called Marvelous Medicines.
There's equipment called Marvelous Medicines.
There's equipment called Marvelous Medicine.
And it is item level 12.
Oh, so, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says this healer's...
This healer's toolkit contains a seemingly endless supply of bandages, herbs, and healing items of impeccable quality, granting you... Granting you +2 item bonus to medicine checks. If you use the Marvelous Medicines when you treat poison or treat a disease, before you roll your check, the medicine attempts to counteract the poison or disease you're treating with a counteract of rank of 5 and a counteract modifier +21. This is a healing effect. This medicine can't be used to treat the same affliction for that patient again.
That's crazy.
This is awesome.
Dr. Brick's jam. This would be so awesome.
So check out Sticky Business on YouTube. I'll say you find a box. You open it up and you pull a bandage and it just seems to never end.
Amazing.
So it's just like,
hey, look, I'm a mummy.
What
the hell? So you're like pulling these bandages out, and the catches Garn's eyes. Like, wait, and he just kind of barrels into you, rips the box from you, and just kind of does that too. Like, yes.
Oh my god.
Marvelous medicines. I've only seen them once before on the battlefield. Endless, great power. I want this. It is mine. None of you know how to use it.
Sounds up to Kezra, like, so he's crazy, right?
Yeah, you can have an old coot.
And he just, he pulls out his, toolkit that he has that's just, looks battle-worn. You know, there's maybe, one of his, little stabby cutty knives has his initials engraved to it, and he's gonna toss it. He's like, this is mine.
It's the only thing that the slavers let you keep.
Right. They let me keep it so I could keep the other prisoners alive. These are grim times. I don't like to talk about it.
So I'll say this too, that when you look at this box, those serpentine those bronze serpents are kind of like gilded onto it. This thing looks very, very old. But because it's a magic item, you know, who knows how it doesn't decay or whatever.
Right.
It's just that this thing looks made like forever.
Wow, this is old even by my standards.
Yes, much older than you.
This thing is sick.
Yeah. You have a box. I'm glad you brought that up because, like I said, I found a totally different Reddit post about it. So. all right, you get your shiny new box, and you guys are heading into the next chamber there.
That's right.
All right, you guys are walking down the hallway. You can see. There's a soft glow coming out from the next room.
Let's go.
So when you get there, I will read the room, as it were.
We are not hearing anything?
No. Nope, it is dead quiet.
Yeah, it was just the ominous noise from those crystals.
Yeah.
As far as the...
Did we ever, because up north, kind of,
Oh yeah, we should cover our bases here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you go up north and it just takes you to a hallway that goes the same direction. Ah, so that's why I said it's just a connecting hallway.
Gotcha.
And what about the dead end?
It's off. It's like, oh hello.
The architects that made this place were fucking stupid.
Well,
oh, so Mark, you're talking about the way to the south.
Yeah.
So if you go to the south, the remember I said there's three tunnels. If you go to the south, it goes pretty deep, but it looks like it ends at just about the next chamber.
Okay.
So you're not sure why, but there's only two full paths here.
Yeah, it probably was something like they tore it and they're like, let's not destabilize something, and then
right, yeah, like right, yeah, so,
like mines are like that. I mean. Mines I've been in. Yeah,
okay. As you all get into the next room, please place yourselves there. Like I said, you can. I'll read the room as you guys move your tokens. The walls, ceiling, and floor of this cavern are adorned with softly glowing crystals. Several 10-foot wide circular openings provide exits from this cavern. Three to the west, where you guys just. No, two to the west, sorry.
Yeah.
And two to the east. If you kind of go down, you can see that one ends pretty short, actually. With depressions in the walls and floor elsewhere suggesting that the other exits were once existed, but have either collapsed or have been overgrown by the glowing crystals. Although the northeast exit from the cave is barren of crystals after a dozen feet.
Yeah, so we're just still, like, detecting magic, doing perceptions, nothing's sticking out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, one thing he's going to cast is another spell. Like, his eyes will flicker for a moment, and he will cast See the Unseen.
Ooh.
Good call. Ah, okay. Your eyes flicker, and you begin looking around, and you don't see anything.
Okay.
It
was a big empty room. I'm like...
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't like it.
That was not a bad move.
To the east.
Yeah, place yourselves where you want in the room as you guys are kind of like looking around.
I think I was like to the north.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like probably up here, just kind of peeking around this corner. Yeah.
All right.
That all links together. Okay, interesting.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of these things either look like they either connect or they do connect or they connected at one point. You know, the shifting pathways of caves and stuff like that over who knows how long, you know, the things.
Does
change.
Anything look like it was connecting but it's collapsed since then?
The one down here that Mark was asking about, where that hallway, it looks like it comes up to it and then it stops, so it looks like maybe it did connect at one point, but then through the shifting or, you know, or even the crystals might have, like, formed something there, so. All right. You all are looking around and kind of, like, being wary, and all of a sudden you feel something under you. All around you, this rumbling. Up from the floor, you see
a fucking
purple worm.
No.
Fuck!
Fucking hell.
It's a purple worm!
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
God.
My
gosh. We are so fucked.
Yes.
God. Jake!
I swear to God.
You're not supposed to add monsters to the adventure, Jake.
I am so ready for this.
No. I'll say this. It is directly under Kezra.
Ah, of course it is.
God damn it.
Yep. He's dead.
Didn't move the token
He's
at all.
Dead.
Nothing like a hot summer day. Man, you know what I could really go for right now?
What's that? What could you go for right now?
I could really go for something. Something cold. Something nice and liquid.
Well, speaking about liquid, did you know that Misty Mountain Gaming has liquid core dice set?
Wait, what are you talking about? I think I wanted something like a nice cold, I don't know, like an iced tea or a... seltzer or something?
No. What you need is the Ashes of My Enemy Liquid Core Dice Set. These resin dice are cast with a mesmerizing liquid center. and shake up the dice to witness a beautiful combination of deep colored glittle swirls. The unique structure of these dice do not affect the roll of the dice, even so they're still weighted to be correct. They're handcrafted from beginning to end, and they feature gorgeously hand-painted numbers. They're ideal for any tabletop RPG game and sure to impress at your upcoming session.
Yo, dude, I don't think I want... What did you say? Ashes of my enemy? Like, man, that's pretty metal. You know what? Yeah, forget the ice cold drink on this hot day. I do need some Ashes of My Enemy Liquid Core dice set from MistyMountainGaming.com.
Ryan, you know what else? If you use code DragonPunchSquad at checkout, get 10% off.
Whoa, alright, dude, thanks. Who are you again?
I'm just your friendly neighborhood dice goblin. Haha, bye.